In the Iraqi city of Najaf today, U.S. forces clashed again with militiamen loyal to Muqtada al-Sadr. Friday, militiamen had begun leaving the shrine of Imam Ali, where they've been holed up. This raised hopes that Sadr would follow through on a promise to turn over the shrine to Shiite religious leaders. We'll be getting two views on the situation tonight, beginning with Carl Vick of The Washington Post. We reached him by satellite phone in Najaf. First, Carl, can you tell us whether it's clear if al-Sadr's militants have indeed left the shrine there?
Well, they've left it and they haven't. I mean, this story folds over on itself all the time. In this case, they've taken their weapons out of the shrine building. They still go in and out of the shrine, as do the supporters and followers with sort of human shields or whatever they are, volunteers come to protect the shrine. But the building itself, the interior of it, is no longer a staging area, an ammo dump for Sadr people. But they're there, still in the grounds and in the narrow streets surrounding it. So it's a military situation. It's not much different than what it was. It's a political one. The idea of fighting inside the mosque, it's not on the table at the moment.
It sounds like there's quite a lot of activity where you are now. Can you tell us about the fighting today?
It was mostly quiet today. I mean, the American forces had a pause on offensive operations in order to let negotiations proceed. But at night, that may be changing. Right now, I'm in the cemetery above the mosque. I'm looking at the lights of the mosque right now. They're a few hundred meters away. It's quite a beautiful sight here. This necropolis, sort of vast valley of, called Valley of Peace Cemetery. There's some kind of operation going on. It's going on, so I can't talk about it. But there's a firefight. There's mortar fire coming in. There's tracer fire going out. There's an AC-130 Spectre gunship overhead. And it could be that the ban on offensive operations has been lifted for the time being, but I'm not certain quite yet.
Do you know where Muqtada al-Sadr is?
No, I'm told that he's unlikely he's in the mosque itself. He's probably in a building near it. But that information was from a couple days ago. He's in Najaf, everyone. So.
And in all the operations you're seeing there, are any Iraqi government troops involved, or are you seeing mostly Americans?
Generally, what's been the case is that the American force works on its own. The Iraqi police force works on their own. And on some sensitive operations, that is, if it involves a religious site, the Americans work and open the way for an Iraqi commando team, which I understand is still standing by and training, along with a couple of other Iraqi battalions. I don't hear that that's imminent, but that's the game plan if it has to go forward. If the Iraqi government decides it has to go forward, they have the on-off switch in this situation.
Carl Vick is with The Washington Post, and he spoke to us on a satellite phone from Najaf. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks.